So Hardeep, how does it feel to be at the opening night of the Asia House Festival of Asian Literature?
Strange, because I'm sort of on the advisory board as well, mm-hmm. so I've sort of been involved in planning it a little bit, a tiny little bit. So I sort of had to view myself from outside as well as be part of it. And Adrienne that runs the festival is such a kind of, I don't know if you've met her, she's got such a calming voice. She is a pool of gentle water. So yeah, I don't quite feel we're going to do it. But no, it'd be nice. It'd be nice second time here, so lovely. Mm.
So it's a bit like coming to your own event then.
Yeah. Although frankly, if I had the choice, I wouldn't come to my own event. There are far more interesting people than me. Like you. I'd come to your event. You've got a good shirt on. I think that's
you.
Often the sign of an interesting event. It's a quality shirt.
Thank you very much.
It's all right.
So could you tell us a bit about your background, where you come from?
I come from Glasgow, mm-hmm. which is the capital city of Scotland. That's a joke. It isn't really. But we pretend we are. Yeah, I come from Glasgow. I've lived in London for about 20 years. Actually, gosh, I've lived in London now for just over 20 years. Can you believe it? I know
it's
what you're thinking.
Time.
Because you're thinking, how can that be when you look only 28 years old? Say that. Say, you only look 20 years old. Say it.
You only look 20 years old.
See, now you made a first mistake there. Never let me put words in your mouth. So I'm from Glasgow. And yeah, I've been down here 20 years. I do a variety of things, and but mostly I pay the mortgage. That seems to be the single most important thing.
Yeah, so I've heard a bit about your cooking, your amazing recipes, and your life on TV. Where did you get?
None of it's true.
Where did you get inspired for all this amazing things?
I don't know really. Inspiration is quite an interesting word. I think it's something you rarely use about yourself. It's a word people outside tend to use because one doesn't feel inspired. Mm. You know, I simply, you know, one gets up and does one's job. You know, it's I suppose it's a bit like asking a very beautiful woman or man, how does it feel to be very beautiful? Well, they don't know anything mm-hmm. else, so it's difficult for them to be objective about it. I mean, ultimately, if you shake it all down, it's about... This is what's really nice about today. The book, Grand Trunk Road, was a story I've been wanting to tell for a long time. So to be able to have the opportunity to tell that story and then to continue to share that story, because really that's all I do, is tell stories. If I weren't telling stories at Asia House today or on Radio 4 or... through books or through newspapers, I'd be in the corner of a pub trying to tell stories. You know what I mean? I think it's the oldest form of entertainment is telling stories. And we get a little bit hung up, I think, in the world. Instead of concentrating on the stories, we concentrate on the way the stories are told. But it should always be about the stories, shouldn't it?
About the story itself, rather
yeah.
than... Yeah. So how did you start? How did you become the person you are today?
I don't think I have become the person I am today. I think I'm ever evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Is the dull existential answer to your question. Do you know it? I don't mean it's not that it's a good question. It is a very good question, but I think again it's an indulgence of the West. And of the so-called civilized world, that we think about things like, how did I become what I am? You know, when I go to India, for example, you know, went to India to write the book, you see people living what we regard as the most basic life.
Mm-hmm.
But quite often, they seem to be smiling and laughing a great deal more than I am. And I live in the lap of kind of civilization and luxury. So, yeah, sorry to be all serious.
It's all right.
What I'm trying not to do is patronise you.
I understand. And about your book, The Food of the Grand Trunk Road,
yeah.
What's it about? And
What's your ethnicity? Can I ask, what's your...
I'm white. I'm half German and half Turkish.
Oh, half Turkish?
Yeah.
You should have said. We're like brothers then. I think it's very interesting, that Turkish thing... your Turkish ancestries, I don't know if you're very much in touch with it, but there is a passion about Turkish food.
It's
a religion. And so it should be. For me, I eat Turkish food at least once a week. It's one of my favourite foods in the world. And I think there are certain countries have that ancient history, and food is part of that history. See, America will never be like that, because America is such a new country. It doesn't have antiquity. It doesn't have food. If you look at the food of Turkey, Istanbul's a great example of
that.
An amazing city.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Istanbul now. It was Constantinople, but it was called something else before that. That was quite. Three manifestations, and similarly with the Grand Trunk Road. Again, it's the stories, Idris. So, a road that crosses a subcontinent, mm-hmm. that goes from Calcutta to Kabul, that goes to modern-day Afghanistan, and everything in between. Who wouldn't want to tell those stories? And funnily enough, you won't believe this, or maybe you will. I was at dinner in Manchester on Friday night, sitting with a load of British Indian guys, Manx. And there's a chapter in the book about a place in a city called Ambala in Punjab. One of the guys there was from Ambala. And he and I spoke, and both our eyes welled up with tears. Two Sikh men, famous warriors, tears in our eyes as we talked about this one place and the food we both ate there. That's the power of food. Mm. That's the power of food. It's like that, how I get when if I go for 2 or 3 weeks without andana kofta, I become slightly deranged.
What else will you be doing today for the event?
Funnily enough, don't tell anyone, but I've got to nip off after the event because I've got an event for my next book later on. So there's some food though. It's going to be some nice food. You can have some food. Do you like food?
Oh yeah, I love food.
Do you like Turkish food?
I love Turkish food.
What's your favourite Turkish food? I mean German food, I'm sorry. Is it, your dad's German, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean German food's rubbish, isn't it? Turkish food's amazing.
Mm.
What's your favourite?
I like dolma, which is the
vine leaves.
The vine leaves, which are
stuffed with rice.
Stuffed with the rice, yeah.
And mints.
And the mints.
That's where the Turks do it better than the Greeks, because the Greeks stuff it with rice,
mm-hmm.
whereas the Turks and their love of lamb and goat.
Mm.
And you know the is it lakun, the pizza? What do you call it?
Yeah, lamajun, I think.
Lamajun, sorry. That's amazing. And kacik, the. It's the yogurt, you know, the yogurt.
Cacık.
Where do you live?
I live in Lewisham, so that's.
Do you? Yeah. Wow, you don't have many Greek places down there, or Turkish places down there, do you?
Quite a few Turkish, but I don't think there's not many Greek around there.
I tell you, in Lewisham, are you anywhere near Peckham? No.
So, not really.
Not really. There's an amazing South Indian restaurant in Peckham I just discovered a few weeks ago. I mean, like, incredible. But I live in Dalston. I don't know if you know Dalston, Do you know Dalston?
I know where it is.
Boom, how do you know that?
I guess I get around.
little Turkey. In fact, was it Saturday or Sunday? Saturday. Fenerbahce won the Turkish League.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic came to a standstill. Fireworks, the horns. We'd just come out of the Turkish restaurant and had to go home. But no, it's... it's nice. I mean, there's something very special about being surrounded by the Turkish community. For me, I've come from a community in Glasgow. We had a very strong sense of community, and Sikhs are a very strong sense of community. So, it's nice to be surrounded by the Turks, particularly since their food is good. And their women are so beautiful. I have to say that. His mum's sitting there. It's okay. It's okay. Sorry.
Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. You're going to hang around?
Thank you. I think
where do you go to school?
In Sydenham, so I go to Sydenham. Oh. So it's near Bromley.
Bromley by Bow? No, the other Bromley.
No, the other Bromley.
Sydenham. What's that school called?
Sedgehill.
Why do I know that school? Sedgehill. Why do I know that? My girlfriend's from Blackheath. She might have mentioned Sedgehill. Anyway. Born. So, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to be a journalist when you grow up? Is that the plan? Or not?
No? I'll take life as it comes. We'll see, really? See what happens.
So how old are you?
I'm 13.
You're not. You're very tall for 13, aren't you? Everyone says that,
everyone
don't they?
Everyone says that, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No, you've got very wide eyes for 13. No one says that, do they?
No, so,
yeah,
no.
Deal with it, young man.
Unique. Well, thank you for your time. Good luck for the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Very good.